Sawasdee. Today we will be speaking to Mew from Thailand. Welcome, Mew.
Sawasdee ka. Hello.
Mew, can you tell us why did you choose to study at the University of Kent?
So I knew Kent through the website first, and then I got an opportunity to come and explore Kent in the more details on the applicant day. I found that out of the law school of open days I've been to, Kent is the most attentive, and they're very critical and non-traditional in terms of their approach to law. I'm studying a 3-year law degree. The first week we had the Freshers' Fair. It's the fair that different societies would come and they would give you information on what's going on at Kent, and then you get an opportunity to try and to find what interests you, and you also get to know more about, particularly with the law school, you get a 1-week induction. That's how you learn more about how to adapt to university life. And I lived at Keynes. So in Keynes, I share a flat with 7 other people. So when I arrived, I get to talk to them. We hung out in the social area, like social areas. And yeah, it was quite easy and friendly.
What modules did you do in your first year?
So there's some compulsory module that you have to do. So for example, you have to do criminal law, introduction to obligations, English legal system, and the critical introduction to law. So far, I've enjoyed the critical introduction to law the most. It is because in the beginning, I didn't know what areas of law I'm interested in. And by the end of it, after I did some independent research, I've found that like you could incorporate law with every other subjects. So it can either be sociology and psychology. And I got a good mark from like the areas of interest that I did, so the essay that I did. It's good because you actually feel like you are doing something that you're really interested in legally.
How did you find writing essays?
For law, it's quite different from other essay. It's quite different from the essay you did in your A-level as well. So you have to be very succinct, very precise. At the same time, you have to use words that will have impact. I struggle a bit in terms of how to write it better or how to convey my messages.
And how did you deal with that struggle?
So I got the help from the Student Learning Advisory Service. So I got a 1-to-1 session with the Royal Literary Fellows. They are the people who have been in the writing industry for a long time, so they had experience. And you booked a 1-to-1 session with them. And on the first session, they will assess what you need to develop and how you want to tailor your skills. Or it's very individualistic and it's really useful.
So it was tailored. So how did you find that helped with your essay writing in particular?
Yes, so apart from the grammatical errors that I usually have a problem with, it's also about developing your ideas and get feedback from other people who can read your piece of writing and see whether they understood what you're trying to convey. In that sense, it is really good because you get constructive criticism from them and they're very professional.
What about the modules that you least enjoyed?
I found that introduction to obligations, which to do with contract and tort law, quite dry. But when you go to seminars, you get to debate, you get to see those law develops and then how it affects people's life. You have to make sure that you finish the reading, even though it's really hard.
Did you join any societies during your first year?
I joined 4 law societies. And I also trying to do something new. I tried the Poor Fitness Society. I've never done it before. It was amazing. I didn't know that you could learn it in one class and you get to do something that you've never done. I'm also interested in martial arts, so I tried to join the Jiu-Jitsu Society. And I tried out like taekwondo, karate.
You finished your first year now. How many exams did you take?
I took 3 exams, so it's in criminal, public, introduction to property law.
How do you think those went?
I'm hoping that the result will be alright. You might worry a bit, but then later on you learn that it doesn't really help worrying about it.
And you finished in June, so it's July now. Have you done anything in between?
I joined the Study Plus program. It's on journalism. The University of Kent had a really good journalism course, and they opened it for students for a week. It was really enjoyable because I've never considered journalism or had any experience that is to do with it. So we got to actually make the radio show, the TV shows, and also like we made the newspaper. So in that sense, it's very educational, and I really enjoy the fact that I get to learn from the people in the field who had experience, and they're very genuine and they're friendly. I usually read news, but to get to be on the other side is different, so you have to think differently, and that's what I learned, to kind of alter my perspective. And yeah,
have you done anything else since Study Plus?
Yes, so I apply for the bursary from the law school to be the participant and then help organizing the ELSA law school migration law. So it's a program that lasted for a week, and then you got lecturers and people who are involved in the field, so to do with migration law, refugees. And we got a judge of from the European Court of Human Rights to come and give us lectures. And also at Kent, you have a really good Kent Law Clinic. Some professional from the law clinic came and did the workshop with us as well. In my second year, my plan is to be more proactive. So I want to get involved in different things that I've never tried, and also to gain work experience in the legal field too.
Are there any services that can help you with that here?
I felt very fortunate that we have the Career and Employability Service from Jane Instone. She's the person who will send out emails and inform you about opportunities available. And sometimes those opportunities are specifically for the University of Kent student. So that really helps. And then if you have a problem in regards to your career path, or maybe you want someone to check your CV, you can go to her and she have that insightful criticism or maybe analysis to help you develop in those areas.
And finally, would you recommend the University of Kent?
Yes, definitely. I chose Kent because I felt that it's the right place for me to be, and it turned out to be the right decision. So I love the fact that Kent's are very international with their approach to law and also in everyday life. So you get to meet people. Many of my friends are from Trinidad and Tobago, or they're from France or different places. It's really enjoyable.
Thank you very much, Miu. It's been great speaking to you, and we at the University of Kent wish you the very best in your second and third year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.